Today is between master and disciples. A king with a lot of desires will be presented in Chinese and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czechoslovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
Formosa, Taiwan, 是一个小岛，但遍布大自然的神奇美景，自北到南，北部地区有古城、原住民村、绵绵的山峰、美丽的水墙，甲雕刻精油的庙宇。
中部地区有一系列的美景，鲜明的海洋、湍急的河流、甲翠绿的松林。南部是本岛有名的文化中心，至今仍然保有真多早期移民初到此地时的传统。而且，青海雾上书回应了咱世界会会员成立的渴望，在2007年2月18日参加新年的庆祝活动，甲来自全世界大约100名的世界会会员甲贵宾。在福尔摩沙欢庆第二年的古历新年，
在吉祥日子的当天，也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼。青海雾上书颁奖予菲律宾前总统罗穆斯，国是和平奖基金会会长曼纽尔·莫拉托先生，加参议员赫赫森·阿瓦雷兹，表彰因在菲律宾对优柔难民所做的诸神遗迹。
今晚邀请你聆听1995年7月青海雾上书在福尔摩沙西湖会见西方动手的时阵所做的开始，主题是贪婪的国王。
Make sure that your environment is hygienic, yeah, and clean. I love cleanliness and tidiness. I am not a messy guru. I'm sorry. I can't bear it. Have you ever seen me looking sloppy? No. Even I'm very busy? I don't mean you have to put makeup on. This is extra. But I don't look sloppy. And my environment's always clean. I can't bear the, untidiness. But you must develop and improve in all aspects, not only one aspect. This is so terrible when you live in a dirty and messy environment, don't you think? It affects your mood, no? It will. It does. Even though sometimes you probably take it for granted and get used to it because there's nothing you can do, everybody else around is so messy. So you get used to it, but then you will wonder why you're always in a bad mood, And you don't want to talk to no one, and you don't want to say hello to anybody, and you don't even want to walk out of your door, just because surrounding is very messy. Nobody likes to live in a messy place. Even the pig, the pigs? They love dry and clean place. People say pigs are very dirty. It's not always true. If you raise some pigs as pets, and people do nowadays, all kind of pets now. If you put them in a dirty place, and if you have some dry place in the corner, he will immediately go to that dry and newly layered place to lay down. He will not prefer to stay in a wet and dirty place. Truly, truly man is very, very noble in the creation. But sometimes, if we are not careful, we slide out in the bottom of the scale without knowing. Yeah? And letting it be, permitting it to happen to us because we are engulfed perhaps or affected by the environmental people and environment circumstances, and we let it be. We let it be. We don't fight back. We don't check inside, and we do not try to overcome the problem. Okay, that's it. That's enough now. I'm telling you a very nice story, okay? You want to hear? This story is called A King with a lot of desires. Long, 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 long time ago. You know. very, very, very long ago. There was a king who ruled a very great kingdom and for a very, 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 very long time. And India. And during that time, he is always victorious. He never loses anything. He always wins. So he became very, very, very greedy. Yes. And very arrogant. Because everything he did brought victory to him. So this king, is a kind of so-called practitioner king. He has magical power. There are many kings in the old time. We call them the golden wheel saint king or something like that, because he has a kind of carriage, golden carriage, which can carry him anywhere he wants. Perhaps a UFO. Perhaps it was UFO. When you read many stories in India, like Rama, it seems like in the old time people get in touch with the UFO people, extraterrestrial, would fly with a chariot on the sky. So what else then? We didn't have any airplane that time, did we? I don't think so, Or perhaps we did. And besides, with all this magical power, it must be the extraterrestrial people that they have encountered. Rama and his wife and the company. And of course, look here, he has so many beautiful things. He has seven things. Seven. In China, this means seven. And this means six. Okay. Five and one. He has seven precious things in his life. The first one is a very beautiful, strong, magical horse, which can carry him 1,000 miles an hour. It must be an aeroplane, What kind of horse is that? But it's red one. And then he has the beautiful, white, like snow elephant. And then he has a precious stone that in the evening, emits beautiful light, like the moonlight. So they don't have electricity, they don't need to. And then he has a car, like carriage, golden. And then this one can fly him up to the sky. In India, old time. What could that be? Aeroplane? Or UFO? Do we have a car that goes 1,000 miles a day? Okay? That must be the car. He has a car and an airplane. And also he has the beautiful queen, who is very, very beautiful, as well as very, very faithful. So what else does he want? He has a very good prime minister to help him, and he has a very, very powerful army general. So he has everything, right? No wonder he always has been victorious. Besides, I saw it here, he has thousands of princes. Whew. Big, tall, strong, intelligent, educated, courageous, all like a lion king. Wow, my God. Do you want all this? No? Why not? Well, it doesn't cost you anything. All these things actually should have made him very, very happy and satisfied. But he was not. Perhaps he's still not. So every day he's feeling empty, you know, feeling like he has missed something. Perhaps he's not initiated, that's why, don't you think? Huh? Otherwise, what else does he want, huh? If we have all this, we will be happy already. But he always feels like he's lacking something, right? Never enough for him. One day he was fed up. He feels he don't have enough money with all that. So he sit there, meditate on money. Just like some of you do. Or on noodles, perhaps you meditate on noodles. Now he meditate on money, and he recite the mantra for money. You know, he say, dollar, 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 dollar. American dollar, France dollar, Italian dollars. German Deutschmark, etc., etc. He recite all this mantra. And then all the money runs down. All the Deutschmarks, all the American dollars, French, France, I know that, you know, all the Japanese yen, yen. Instead of zen, he's a yen. So anyhow, his meditation was powerful. He was very, very concentrated and very sincere. He was very devoted to money. So the god of money was very moved and rained down the money for him. And then he saw all that, the whole palace and outside, you know, all over the tree stop and everywhere is money. Even next to the toilets there were money too. But he look, and then he told people to pick him up and come for him, and he said, not enough. And then he meditated again. Now he wants something else. Now he recited different mantra. I can teach you right now. Go, silver, silver, go, silver. And then again, as he was absolutely 100% devoted, the god of gold and silver was very moved and rained down all the gold and silver as he desired. Okay? And this time, the gold and silver cover all Meli and the surrounding. So, all he has to do was telling his disciples to go out and pick him up and bring him to the storeroom and buy some cookies and cakes in case some of the disciples come. Alright, that was his story, not ours. Nothing to do with it. Okay, and he was satisfied for a while. Yeah, maybe a few days or a few months. Actually, in the old time, people live very long life. Perhaps that's why he's bored. You see? So make sure you don't live too long. I told you already the story about forever young, did I not? Okay, that should be your lesson. So many years passed now, after the incident of silver and gold. The king happened to be bored again, dissatisfied with life. He was perhaps in the middle kingdom. And then he looked to the south and he saw that it was very prosperous country, and very big, and beautiful. So I said, I wish I also can rule over that southern kingdom. Then I would be happy and satisfied. Then suddenly, when he wished like that, his chariot fly up into the sky and brought him right there, to the southern kingdom. Now, he won immediately. Because when everybody saw him come with such a beautiful golden and bright chariot from the sky, they all kneel down on the floor, yeah, and say hello. Offer surrender to him, no problem. And then they treated him very, very good and very, very respectful and did everything he wanted. So no problem. And then he stayed there for 1,000 more years. In the old time, you live very long. If you want to, you can reseat yourself to the olden time and stay very long. And then he was bored. And then he went up to the high tower, and perhaps he looked to the north. And then he saw the north. And he said, oh, that's a very nice kingdom. Very prosperous. People very good looking. Now I want that kingdom. Then I will be happy and satisfied. As soon as he has spoken, because he has the power perhaps of magic, so whatever he wishes come true. Perhaps he has the merit for a long time, he has not spent it. So he wished, and then the chariot also fly him up into the sky and delivered him to the north. As soon as he came, all the people in the northern kingdom also kneel on the street and give him incense, flour and fruit and cakes and candies and mineral water and everything, and offer the kingdom to him and surrender. So no problem. He has not wasted one drop of blood. And then he obtained the kingdom. I think the people who are fighting right now should come and learn the strategy with him, how to invade another nation without spending any blood or human lives. Okay, so now, he was very happy, satisfied, for another 1,000 years. It doesn't take much for him to be satisfied, does it? Huh? So 1,000 years passed now, and the dissatisfied king look over perhaps the east, and saw another kingdom there. He used his binoculars, perhaps. And he looked at there and said, oh, how come? How come there's a kingdom there I did not know? And it's very beautiful, very prosperous, a lot of durian fruits smell from there up to here. So he said, I have to have that kingdom. I have to rule over that kingdom also, include it, so that I will be satisfied. Said and done, as usual. Okay, he won without blood, without any resistance. Perhaps because God has favored him. Perhaps because he has done a great deal of merit in the last lives. Yeah? Perhaps because those people in the north, the south, and the east were very peaceful, loving people. Yeah. Whoever ruled the kingdom, doesn't matter. They don't want to make bloodshed. They just surrender. Perhaps it's the best way. Perhaps it is the best way in every situation. Because one cannot fight without resistance. Right? So perhaps, maybe we shouldn't fight at all. Anywhere.
真欢喜您做会观赏《师道之间》节目，明仔请继续收看《贪婪的国王》第二集，聆听秦海无常师在福尔摩沙西游所做的开始。稍后来请继续观赏无常师电视台的健康生活节目，今日新闻后马上为你播出。再会。
It is a joy to have you with us for Between Master and Disciples.Join us again tomorrow for part 2 of A King with a Lot of Desires, a lecture by Supreme Master Qinghai in Xihu, Formosa. Healthy Living is coming up next right here on Supreme Master Television, right after Noteworthy News. Farewell for now.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD